Okay, thank you for participating. This interview is part of an assignment for my Introduction to Human-Centered Design course. The purpose of this interview is for me to learn from you about your experiences with transportation and what works and doesn't work for you. With this, I hope to generate ideas for making the way you get around a better experience for you and for people like you. There are no right or wrong answers to any of the questions I'm asking. I'm simply interested in understanding how you get around on a day-to-day basis. This will feel more like a conversation. I'll ask you to walk me through your daily activities, and I'll ask you questions to better understand what you do. I want to hear your stories and experiences and your goals and ideas. Here's how the session's going to flow. I'll ask you a few general questions about how you get around and the places you go. Then we'll go through your daily routine in a bit more detail. While you're thinking about these activities, I'd like you to think aloud, which means you give a running commentary of what's going on in your mind. You can talk about things you like or don't like. Feel free to say anything that comes to your mind. My only goal is to generate design ideas for my coursework. I will make an audio recording of you so that I can go back and review things later and make sure I captured everything correctly. The audio recording will only be used for the purposes of this assignment. How does that all sound to you?
Sounds fine.
Do you have any questions at this point?
No questions.
All right. So let's start with the basics. My name is Brittany Meyer, and you are?
Chris Jinke.
Great, Chris. Tell me what you do for a living.
I'm a desktop support IT person.
Great. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What about your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
I like to go hiking and do outdoor things. I like to disc golf. I like to spend time with my fiance.
Good answer. Describe the area where you live.
I live in a pretty big city of about 700,000 people, I think. It's somewhat dense. I mean, there's stuff within walking distance, and live in an apartment complex.
Okay. How much time do you spend on an average day getting from one location to another by any means of transportation? So this is walking, biking, driving, maybe riding as a passenger, taking public transportation, a taxi or an Uber, anything at all, getting from one location to another in an average day.
Average day, I'd say I spend around 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, add that up for me. How do you spend that over your day?
I drive about 40 minutes to work, and sometimes I drive maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes for lunch, and then I'll drive home, and that'll take another 40 minutes. And any other little stops along the way, 10 minutes, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
Okay. You talked a lot about driving. What would you say that's your primary means of transportation?
Yes.
Do you have one single vehicle that you use or multiple?
One single vehicle.
Do you spend much of that time as a passenger, or you're mainly the one driving?
I'm mainly the one driving, yeah.
Why would you say that you use that method of transportation over any other?
It works. It's the most efficient with time. Since I work so far away, it's the most efficient way to travel and go to work.
Have you always spent a similar amount of time in your transportation routine as you do now?
Not always. I've worked a lot closer, within 5 to 10 minutes of where I live. When I did, that was a significant decrease in travel time on a daily basis.
So how would you describe your overall feelings about your daily transportation routine? How do you feel about getting around?
I feel all right. I mean, the way I go doesn't have a lot of traffic either time of the day. Most of the traffic's heading in the opposite direction. I've traveled further on a daily basis both in the past, but I've also traveled shorter. So, I mean, it's kind of in the middle, so I'm fine with it.
Okay. Now, you said that you do desktop support, IT work. You haven't mentioned it, but do you use a vehicle for your job in any way?
No, not really. I mean, no.
Okay. What about on a work day versus a weekend or a day off? Do you think you spend more or less time getting around one day or the other?
I'd say at least one day during the weekend I'd spend about the same, if not more, driving around just to go grocery shopping and run errands and go out and have some fun, but sometimes end up staying in for a day's worth. So.
Okay. So tell me about the places you go on a daily basis. I know you mentioned work, you said running some errands. Where do you think you go about every day?
Just about, well, you know, Monday through Friday, I go to work. I go home every day. Hopefully, that's the goal, right?
Right.
You know, that's about it.
What about maybe once a week or so? What are those places you kind of stop occasionally for errands?
I'll just stop at CVS for prescriptions. I'll stop at the grocery store once a week. I'll stop, you know, restaurants and stuff maybe once or twice a week.
Sure. What about those occasional places you go maybe once a month or more? A shopping trip, something out of town? Tell me about that.
I drive back to Illinois maybe two or three times a year.
Okay.
And then back, you know, back home. And, you know, just depends. I'd say once a month at least, you know, drive out of the area more than 20 or 30 minutes away to go hang out, do something, get out of town, and have fun.
Sure. You mentioned going back to Illinois about a couple times a year. Is that for work or for leisure?
Well, my parents live back in Illinois, so we travel to go see them.
What's your primary means of long-distance travel? You drive?
Yeah, drive my car.
Are there any other long-distance driving that you do or long-distance travel or just the trips to Illinois?
Mainly the trips to Illinois. I mean, when I travel for vacations, other than that, if it's within 8-10 hours, we'll drive.
Okay. Tell me about your best experience with transportation. Could have been the great bus ride, great plane trip, a great trip in the car. What was your best experience with transportation?
I'd say riding in Chicago cabs is a very fun experience. A lot of them are very friendly and talkative, and if you give them an extra 20, they'll drive 40 miles an hour over the speed limit to get you somewhere if you're running late. I mean,
nice.
They're pros. They can navigate like none other up there. So it's a fun experience, and I don't have to drive too, which is part of the fun. So
yeah, and that traffic. What about your worst experience ever with transportation?
My worst experience?
There been a trip that just left you sour, or bad commute day, anything?
Yeah, I guess, you know, driving, we were driving back from Illinois and we totaled our car.
Ooh.
Due to weather. So that was not a very fun experience whatsoever. So.
Yeah, wow. Everyone's okay, though.
Yes, everyone's okay.
All right. Okay, let's get into to more of the exploring your daily routine questions here. So you said you primarily drive. What factor or factors were part of your decision to choose driving over any other method of transportation?
The distance. I like the independence of owning a vehicle and being able to drive and not be on someone else's schedule. I guess compared to taking cabs, which you wouldn't necessarily have to be on someone else's schedule, it's economic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like cars.
So all these factors you mentioned, have any of these changed over time? They've always kind of been your priorities.
They've always been my priorities. I mean, I grew up in a place where you kind of had to drive everywhere. You couldn't really walk anywhere, so I mean that might be part of it as well. You know, it's kind of just been drilled into me. You know, should have a car so I can go wherever I want, whenever I want.
Do you anticipate that changing in the future? If you lived in a city with, you didn't need a car to get around, would that change how you feel?
I don't know if it would change how I feel necessarily on its own. I would probably still want to own a vehicle of my own. to have that freedom.
Would you say what you like best about driving is that freedom, the single best thing?
Yeah, definitely. Having control.
Is there anything you dislike about driving?
Traffic.
Yeah.
Don't like traffic or accidents.
Yeah.
Sure,
I don't think anyone likes accidents.
No, I mean, sometimes it's not always fun to do. I mean, long distance traveling can get really boring, really tiring, so.
Yeah.
Take some effort.
Have you ever tried any other means of transportation? I know you mentioned the cabs in Chicago. What about anything else? Buses, trains?
Yeah, I've traveled in buses and trains. I've been on a boat before. No spaceship yet.
Yet. Someday.
You know, trucks. Never rode in a semi-truck. So.
Anything you want to share about bus rides, trains? How do you feel about those compared to driving?
They're slower.
Yeah.
They're all pretty much...
Even with traffic?
Even with traffic, they're all pretty much slower. And not as convenient, I guess I would say.
Okay. So tell me about the items you have with you whenever you're driving.
My phone, my wallet.
You got keys, right?
Keys.
I hope so.
Charger, insurance card.
Yeah.
That's good to have. I have like a safety kit in the trunk. A map, like a physical map.
Never know when that GPS goes down.
I keep a blanket, especially for the winter time, in case you get stranded.
Yeah.
You know, I got the spare and a tire air pump, in case you need to blow up a tire. Yeah. So.
Sounds like you're prepared for anything.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to have you walk me through a few moments in your average day. What happens from the moment you leave your front door in the morning to the moment you begin to move in your car? So don't leave anything out. I want every detail. You can even close your eyes and visualize it.
I walk through the apartment building and out the front door. And I walk along the sidewalk till I get to my car and lock it. I open the door, I sit in the driver's seat, and I put on my seatbelt, and I turn the car on. Typically, I check things, like, before I sit down, I check the tires. I will check the mirrors and everything, make sure I can see. If it's dark out, I'll turn my lights on. If not, I'll leave them off or turn them off and put the car into gear and hit the pedal and go.
Some of those things you mentioned having with you, you've got a cell phone, a charger with you. Are those in the car, in your pockets?
I'll pull out my cell phone and put it on my little holder and plug that in to start charging.
Hopefully before you're moving the vehicle, not while you're moving the vehicle.
Yes, okay. Before.
Don't text and drive.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now think about your first trip of the day itself. What kinds of things are going on as you journey from home to your final destination of the day? So when you arrive at work. Tell me what you're interacting with along your journey, what's going on around you. Tell me any places you might go between home and work in an average day. Keep your eyes closed.
I guess I fiddle with the radio and the Bluetooth phone, the heat or the air conditioning, whatever, the temperature control in the car. I drive a manual, so I'd be shifting gears in the car. Windshield wipers if I needed to. Sometimes I'll have a drink, so I'll drink my drink.
Is this something you bring from home, or you stop maybe to pick something up along the way?
Sometimes I stop at the gas station in between work and home. I don't usually stop anywhere else, though. get snacks or soda or gas or whatnot. I'll mess with the windows a lot. Lights if I need to.
Pretty much just a straight to work guy, not a lot of stops, or?
No, not really.
Okay. All right, just one more. You can keep your eyes closed. Picture you've arrived at your final destination, so you've gotten to work. Walk me through everything that happens from stopping movement in your car to walking in the front door of your location.
So I'll turn, I'll put on the parking brake and I'll shift my car into neutral and I'll turn it off and and I'll grab my cell phone and unplug it from the charger and pull it off the holder, shove that in my pocket. If I have a drink, I'll grab my drink and any bags that I may have brought with me for work out of the back. And I'll pull the keys out and get out of the car, close the door, and lock it.
Walk into the building, right?
Yep.
All right. Sometimes you don't want to walk into work, right?
Well, no.
All right, open your eyes. Now tell me, you've got your daily routine fresh in your mind. What do you enjoy about your current commute transportation routine?
I enjoy that it's not traffic filled and I can listen to music on the way there. And if it's nice weather out, I enjoy the wind in my face.
Yeah.
That's about it. I mean, it's all right. It's not the best. It's not the worst.
Tell me about what makes it not the best. What's not working for you?
I guess it's the distance, really. It could be a lot shorter, and I'd be just as happy, if not more happy. Just
yeah.
A lot of time spent on the road.
Yeah, that's about it?
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about who else you interact with in your daily transportation routine. You said sometimes gas station?
Yeah, I'll stop and interact. Well, I don't necessarily interact with anybody at the gas station, so I'll just put my card in the machine.
Yeah, sometimes just pump and go, pay the
yeah,
pump.
Yeah, pump and go, pay the pump. Sometimes I'll go inside and buy something. But other than that, you know, I try not to interact with cops on the way to work.
Yeah.
Or
other drivers.
Not that I have anything against them, but yeah, that's about it.
When socializing with others, maybe at work or home, do you tend to discuss your daily commute? Ever come up in conversation?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, usually when the situations change, like if the weather was bad or the roads were bad or if there was an accident or I saw something happen.
I think you may have answered my next question. I was going to ask, you usually speak in a positive or negative light about your daily transportation experiences? It sounds like only when something's bad.
Yeah, usually only something bad. I mean, you're not bragging about a long commute to work or anything.
No one says, oh, what light traffic today.
No. Nobody knows. So.
All right. So let's start to wrap it up here. If you've ever given this any thought before, if you could create a magical tool that would improve your daily driving experience, what would that be? Tell me about how it would work. What would it cover?
Well, does this have to be a real life tool?
No, make it up as you go. We're thinking pie in the sky here.
I could use a transporter for my car.
Just pick up your car and transport it?
Yeah, it would just transport me and my car from my garage or parking lot to the city I want to go to.
Would it need to transport your car? Would it just transport you? Why do you need to have your car with you?
Well, because it might there might be only one transport for the whole city, so once I get into the city, I may need to still go somewhere.
I see. So you don't like renting cars?
No,
okay.
That's expensive.
All right, You want a teleporter, but for you and your car, so you still have your car to get around when you get to your new destination.
A more realistic thing is maybe an automation mode. I could just sit back and do something else while the drive is going on and the car drove itself for me.
So you like those new Google self-driving cars?
They're interesting.
They've got potential, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someday. So I've been asking you a lot of questions. Is there anything that you'd like to ask me?
Do you enjoy your commute to work every day?
Well, since my car was the one that got totaled, and I currently get a ride to work and dropped off at the door every day, I love my commute right now. are there any questions you wish I had asked you in this interview? Or is there maybe anything else you'd like to share that I missed?
What type of vehicle I drive?
You want me to ask you about specifically the type? What type of vehicle do you drive?
Well, I mean, whether it's a car, truck, or I drive a car. It's a Subaru WRX.
Very nice car.
And I enjoy it quite a bit.
So you're proud of your car, and that's something you like to share.
Yeah.
All right, that's okay. All right. I do thank you very much for your time. It helped me out greatly with this assignment, and I've learned a lot from you today. Thank you.
Thank you.